السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have enjoyed your break over the last week. So inshallah today we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. So the last lesson ended at ayah number 130. So today inshallah it will begin from 131 until ayah number 136. And we'll start first with the recitation of these ayat, and then as always we'll move on afterwards to the tajweed analysis for this lesson. So inshallah, if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 131. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك أن لم يكن ربك مهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها غافلون ولكل درجات مما عملوا وما ربك بغافل عما يعملون وربك الغني ذو الرحمة إن يشأ يذهبكم ويستخلف من بعدكم ما يشاء كما أنشأكم من ذرية قوم آخرين إنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون من تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون وجعلوا لله مما ذرأ من الحرث والأنعام نصيبا فقالوا هذا لله بزعمهم وهذا لشركائنا فما كان لشركائهم فلا يصل إلى الله وما كان لله فهو يصل إلى شركائهم ساء ما يحكمون. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah 131 to ayah number 136. Now let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of these ayat and take a look at some of the tajweed rules that appear within this lesson, starting from ayah number 131. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك أن لم يكن ربك مهلك القرى. So here we are beginning with the word ذلك. This is going to be a two count med. Thal, as we have learned, has the makhraj of the tongue appearing between the teeth. So we are going to make sure that we do have that tongue protruding a little bit from the teeth. This is not the letter Z or Zay. So we are going to make sure that there is none of that buzzing sound. So we are not saying Zalika. This is something that is very common in many people, is that they will turn the Thal into a Za. So it's very important that when you say this letter, your teeth are not touching. There is no buzzing sound that is happening. Instead, your tongue should be between your teeth, and that is going to give it that proper sound of the letter dhal. Dhalika, and this is going to be a two count mad asli. Al-lam, we have a noon sakin here, followed by the letter lam. We see lam has a shadda, so this is going to indicate that this is going to be idgham without ghunna. So we see that there is a noon sakin followed by one of the letters of yarmalun. Specifically, it is the letter lam and ra, which are letters without ghunna, meaning that there is going to be no noon sound. We are going to completely drop this letter noon and merge that into the lam. Al-lam. So you can hear I am not saying any of that noon, and it is not going to go up into the nose. There is no ghunna here. Instead, I'm going to merge straight down into the lam with a shadda. Lam, mim has tawassut, yaqur rabbuka. Here, noon has again a sukoon, and the next letter is ra with a shadda. So again, this is an idgham without ghunna. So there is a noon sakin followed by one of the letters of idgham without ghunna. So we have the letters of idgham, which are yarmalun. Lam and ra are the two letters of yarmalun that do not have ghunna, meaning that again, it's not going to go up into the nose. There is going to be no sound of that noon. So simply merge this together with the ra, and you can drop that noon sound. Don't bring it up in the nose. Just say this letter ra. And ra here does have a fatha, so it is going to be heavy. Yaqur rabbuka. Yaqur rabbuka. So you can hear there is no sound of noon, there is no ghunna. Instead, we are going to merge straight into that heavy ra. Rabbuka muhlika. Here, ha is going to be from the chest. It has hems. So we are going to give it a little bit of air because it does have a sukoon. And this air, again, like, is going to come from the chest because of the makhraj is in the lower throat. So it's going to be almost like a sigh. Muhlika. Muhlika. So make sure it is coming down lower in the throat. We're not bringing this up into the middle and making it warm. We are not saying muh, muh. So now this is the other ha. So this is the other ha, which is lower down in the throat, meaning that the ha is going to come from the chest. So it's a breathy sort of air. Muhlika. And then here, muhlika al-qura, lam has a tawassut. Qaf in this case is heavy. It is one of the permanently heavy letters. Khussa daghtan qaf. So that is heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. It is one of the letters that is sometimes heavy because it does have a fatha here. It is going to be heavy. And there is going to be a two count med. Now because the ra is heavy, the med itself will also be heavy. Muhlikal qura. Qaf is heavy. Ra is heavy. And a two count alif. Bi ghulmin. Dha is going to be heavy. Lam has the wasut. Bi dhulmin wa. This is going to be idgham with ghunna. So again, we have one of the letters of yarmalun, but this is going to be the letter wow, part of yanmu, which is one of the letters of ghunna. So we are going to go up into the nose. We are going to give this a proper ghunna. And we are going to merge this noon sakin along with that letter wow. Bi dhulmin wa. So kind of merge this together and bring this up into the nose. Wa ahluha. Again, we have the letter ha. This is going to have sukoon, so we are going to make sure that we are bringing this down from the chest, from the lower throat, giving it a little bit of that extra air because it is one of the letters of hams. Ahluha, two count med. Ghafilun. Gha is going to be a two count med. And this is going to be a heavy letter as well. Gha. And this is one of the letters of khussa daghtan qaf. Because the letter is heavy, the med after will also be heavy. Ghafilun. And then we'll end here on a four count med arid lissukun. Noon is going to have a sukun here at the end, meaning it will also have tawassut. So we are going to rest on this for a moment. Walikulinda. This is going to be an ikhfa. We see that there is a tanween followed by the letter dal, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. So we are going to hide this noon sakin in with the makhraj of the letter dal. Walikulinda. So you can kind of hear that as I am saying the noon sakin, I am prepping my tongue for the letter dal, the makhraj of the letter dal, and then I am moving on to the next letter. Darajatun. Ra here is going to be heavy because it is one of the letters of sometimes heavy, sometimes light, because it does have a fatha here. In this case, it will be heavy. And dal and jim are both light. So make sure that you are switching from heavy, from light to heavy to light again. Da is light, ra is heavy, jim is light. Da ra ja. Da ra ja. So ra here is going to be heavy. Ja is going to be a two count mad asli. Da ra ja tum mimma. So here again, this is a case of idgham with ghunna. There is a noon sakin followed by the letter mim, which is one of the letters of yanmu, which are the letters of idgham with ghunna. Merge them together, spend a bit of time. There is two memes with shadda here. So we are going to spend a little bit of time on both. And make sure that you are bringing this up into the nose. Mimma. So you can hear that I am spending a little bit of time on the meme with the shadda and making sure that I'm giving it proper ghunna. Amilu, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ara. And you do feel a little bit of that constriction coming from the middle of the throat. Lu, this is going to be a two count med. Wama, this is a two count med. Rabbuka, ra here in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Bi ghafilin, ghain is going to be heavy, and this is a two count med. Again, because that letter is heavy, the med will be heavy as well. Bi ghafilin amma, this is going to be a letter of ibhar. We see that there is a noon sakin followed by one of the letters of the throat. Hamzaha, Ainha, Ghainha. Ain is one of these letters. And you can also tell by the look of the tanween. So you see that it is perfectly aligned. Normally, if you see that tanween is perfectly aligned, or you see that Nun Sakin has a very visible sign of sukun, this is going to be a sign for you that this is a letter of Ithar. And we can confirm that by seeing that tanween and then seeing that the next letter is one of the throat letters, which is the letter Ain. So we are going to make sure that we are going to make that Nun sound very clear. It will also have a little bit of tawassut, meaning that you'll rest on this noon sound for a moment. So just rest on this noon and then move on to the letter ayn, which again from the middle of the throat there is a little bit of constriction that you feel, and this is just going to be from the middle of the throat. Ma, this is going to be a two count med. Ya'malun, ayn is going to have tawassut, it will roll around in the throat just a little bit. Ya'malun, and then we end here on a four count mada'alid lissukun. In the next ayah, wa rabbuka, ra here is going to be heavy, it has a fatha. So in this case, it is heavy. وَرَبُّكَلْ لَمْ has تَوَسُّطْ غَنِيُّ غَيْن is going to be heavy. غَنِيُّ يَا has a shadda. So we are going to push the roof of the tongue up against the roof of the mouth. So the top of the tongue against the roof of the mouth. Give it a little bit of pressure to show that there is a shadda here. غَنِيُّ غَنِيُّ. So you can see that there is a little bit of pressure towards that letter of that shadda, so just towards the roof of the mouth. Durrahma, ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. It is also a letter of hamz, so make sure that you do give it a little bit of air. And then we see that we end on a ta marbuta, which is also one of the letters of hamz. This is going to be the other type of ha, which is closer to the chest. So the first one is going to be a little bit more warm, a little bit higher up in the throat. And the second one is going to be lower, closer to the chest. Dhurrahmah. And you can hear the difference of the ha. Rahmah. So the first one is higher up in the middle of the throat, and the second one is going to be down lower towards the chest. And make sure that you are giving proper air for both. Both of these letters are letters of hamz. Yasha, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. We see the letter ya of yarmalun. Yasha, hamza here is going to have jahar, meaning that the sound abruptly stops. We are going to make sure that we give it a little bit of that jerkiness at the end to make sure that we're not bringing this up into the jowf. So this is not a two count med. We will not say yasha, yasha. Now this is a two count med, so we'll make sure that we give it a little bit of that jerkiness on the hamza. Yasha. So kind of stop there abruptly and make sure that we have that proper hamza. Yudhibakum. And then here, ba is a letter of qalqala. It has a little bit of that bounce. It is qutub jad. Mim has tawassut. Wayastakhlif. Make sure that you're resting on all of these letters. Sin will have safir, a little bit of that whistle. Kha is going to be heavy, and then fa has hams. So just make sure that you are resting properly on each of these letters of sukun. Wa yastakhlif. So just rest on all of these. Mim ba'adikum, this is going to be iqlab, noon sakin, followed by the letter ba. And I see that there is that small sign of meme, so this will tell me that it is iqlab. Mim ba'adikum, ayn is going to have tawassut from the middle of the throat. Ma, two count med, yasha'u. This is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within that same word. Gama ansha'akum. This is again going to be a four count med. However, this one is madja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Ansha'akum. Nun sakin here is going to have ikhfa. Min dhurriyati, this is again going to be ikhfa on the nun sakin. Dhurriyati, ra here is light. Ya is going to have a shadda on the ya, so bring your tongue up towards the roof of your mouth. Give it a little bit of pressure. Dhurriyati, so you can hear there's a little bit of emphasis on the ya because of that shadda. Qawmin, qaf is going to be heavy. This is madleen, qaw. Min akharin, this is going to be ikhfa, nun sakin, followed by one of the throat letters, which is hamza. A is going to be a two count med. Kha is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is light. Akharin, and then we end on a four count med. Innama, nun sakin, is going to have ghunna. Ma is a two count med. Tu is a two count med. Adu is a two count med. Make sure all of these two count mudud are consistent. La'at, that here is going to have ham, so make sure you give it a little bit of air. Wama antum, this is going to be a four count med. This is madja is munfasil, so make sure that you are pulling this for four counts. And then moving on to the next letter, antum, this is going to be ikhfa. Bimu'jizin, ayn is going to have tawassut. Make sure that you are giving it a little bit of that constriction from the middle of the throat. قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا قَاف is going to be heavy. Lam has tawassut. Ya is a two-count med. قَوْ قَاف is going to be heavy. And this is madleen. قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا Meem. And then عَيْن is going to have a tawassut. So make sure this is again going from the middle of that throat. A little bit of that restriction. مَلُوا, this is a two-count med. عَلَى, two-count med. عَيْن again from the middle of the throat. Makanatikum, ka is going to be a two count med. Mim has tawassut. Inni, nun sakin has a shadda. Make sure that you are resting on this and stopping on this for a moment. This is going to be a two count med. Aamil, ayn is again going to be from the middle of the throat. A is a two count med. Lam has tawassut. Fasawfa, this is going to be madleen. Ta'lamuna, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. U is going to be a two-count med here. Ta'lamuna. Manta, this is going to be ikhfa. Mantakunu lahu, this is a two-count med. A is a two-count med from the middle of the throat. Qaf is going to be heavy. Aqibatu ddar. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha. And then ra also has tawassut, so make sure that you are resting on that when we stop here. Innahu, nun sakin, here is going to have ghunna. Innahu, la yuflihu al-zalimun, dha is going to be heavy. Waja'alu lillahi, name of Allah here is going to be light. Mimma, this is going to be again a two count mad. Dha ra'a, dha is light, ra is heavy, hamza is light. Min al-harthi, ra here is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha. Wal-an'ami, lam has tawassut, nun has tawassut. Ra is a two-count med. Nasiban, sad is going to be heavy. Nasiban faqalu, qaf is going to be heavy. Lu is a two-count med. Hadha, ha is two counts. Tha is two counts. Lillahi, name of Allah here is light. Biza'mihim, ayn has tawassut, mim has tawassut. Wahada, both of these are two count. Lishuraka'ina, four count med. This is med wajib muttasil. The med is found in the middle of the word. Fama kana lishuraka'ihim. Ra is going to be heavy. Ka is a four count med. This is also med wajib muttasil. Fala yasilu, sad is going to be heavy. Ilallah, name of Allah here is heavy. And then also we end on a ha with hams. وَمَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ name of Allah in this case is going to be light. فَهُوَ يَصِلُ صَاد is going to be heavy. إِلَى this is a two count mud. شُرَكَائِهِمْ ra is going to be heavy. كَ is going to be a four count mud. Again, this is going to be mad wajib muttasil. سَاءَ four count mad wajib muttasil again. مَا two count mad. يَحْكُمُون ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then we end here on a four count mad arid للسكون. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 131 to ayah number 136. Inshallah, we will end here and then I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.